Bruce and Pamela, making sense of Prop 123. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and streaming live on the KTAR News app.
Well, at least we're trying, for goodness sakes. We just spent time talking to the president-elect of the Arizona Education Association, Joe Thomas, about what a great idea Prop 123 is for education in the state of Arizona, for teachers, for children, etc. But joining us right now in our studio is the state treasurer of Arizona, Mr. Jeff DeWitt. Mr. DeWitt, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you in here. Okay, so you've heard some of the reasons against. I'll give you a chance to make your pitch for. What is wrong with Prop 123? What is the fundamental issue with Prop 123?
Well, there are unfortunately many issues with it, but first and foremost, it's not new money. As they keep explaining, it's not $3.5 billion. It's sooner money. You know, this is the school's own money they're selling this case for. The schools didn't sue themselves. They sued the fact that they haven't been getting paid the money that they're owed. You know, and a big misconception is that I'm against schools. My wife was a public school teacher for over 10 years. I am all for getting our schools and our teachers more money. You know, we're 50th right now in teacher pay. And I ask people, where are we going to be if this goes through? And they don't know. We're still 50th. We're still at the bottom. Yeah. And this locks us in.
But isn't this at least a step forward?
That's
the thing. You say we're still going to be 50th, but at least it's a little bit of an incentive. Like you just heard from Joe Thomas there that we might be getting to that $40,000 a year threshold for teachers. Is that not important?
Well, here's why. Well, no, that's only in a Chandler district. You have other districts like in Tucson where we have teachers that start at $29,000. I gave a speech down there a few months ago. I had a teacher stand up and she gave me a hug afterwards, and she talked about how her gas had been shut off 3 times last year. She has a master's degree. She can barely survive. In the same district where we have a superintendent that makes over $400,000. And where has the AEA been on calling out the disparity in pay in these districts and how the school boards are not giving teachers? They gave teachers a less than 2% raise, and they gave the administrator another 24% raise. It was big news down there. And where was the AEA in trying to help teachers? I've done more for teachers in the last 6 months in fighting this than the AEA ever has.
Okay, but let's get back to Prop 123 here and why you think that itself wouldn't be good. I mean, what would be the alternative to this then?
Well, the alternative is that we have the money to solve this case the right way. That's the big argument you hear from the politicians down there is, well, we're broke. We don't have any money. And you think, well, then why didn't they do this in 2009 and in 2010?
But where's that money coming from?
You see, we've been building up our reserves, our cash reserves. And even right now, we had the biggest tax season that we've ever seen. We have $3.5 billion right now in our state's cash operating account. And when I gave my speech, I showed the public this about 3 weeks ago, saying, look, we have the money now to solve this without raiding the trust fund, without all the long-term complications that'll come from touching the school's nest egg. We can solve this the right way. If people vote no on 123, we can just give them the money and they get the best of both worlds. But since that time, you know, we actually had $400 million more when I gave that, $400 million more than we ever had at our high. And about a week later, I wish they gave the speech 5 days later because it went to $700 million. So we're at $3.5 billion. We have the money to solve this the right way. Why would we raid a trust fund and set ourselves up for this 10-year fiscal cliff? And keep in mind, this is what I keep telling people, is that there is nothing in Proposition 123 that says a single penny has to go to a teacher. There's not one requirement whatsoever in this bill that anything goes to teachers. And in fact, the School Boards Association has on their website a video, and in minute 3 of it, they promote saying the great thing about Proposition 123 is that there's no accountability in how we spend this money.
We're speaking to State Treasurer Jeff DeWitt. Here is something, and I posed the question to Mr. Thomas with the AEA. There is a healthy dose of skepticism on the part of a lot of people that even though we've had a Prop 301 back in 2000, that the voters have said we want to fund education at level X. Mm-hmm. The legislature continues to ignore it, and you're saying, well, the money's there. Where's the will on the state of the legislature to do anything when they haven't done it even under proposition?
Why should people trust them?
Why would we believe you now?
The money is there.
Well, if you can't,
I don't trust them to give us that money.
Right. Well, how are you going to trust them in this? How does this change that? Because voters already did this before and told the legislature. So how are they going to trust it here? And what the legislature is doing with this bill, if Prop 123 passes, it not only strips out some of the previous measures, this puts a cap on school finances. This says the school finances can never go above a certain level. It flips it on its head. And it puts it in the Constitution, so we can never even change it. This lets them off the hook. The schools had a lawsuit judgment in their hands. And this is another misconception. They keep saying, oh, if Prop 123 fails, we're back to ground zero. No, we're not. If Prop 123 fails, the schools revert back to instantly back to the judgment they had that gives them a lot more money. They chose to settle this lawsuit where they get 70% of the money they already had in their hand, and 68% of that is their own money. It's as if I came to you, if you loaned me $50,000 before, and you were coming to me saying, hey, I'd like to get my 50 grand back, Jeff. And I said, well, I have plenty of money to give you back, but what I'd rather do is, because I'm the treasurer, I know your friend works at Charles Schwab, I took 50 grand out of your IRA, here you go. Do you have more money? No, you have sooner money. If you cash out money from your IRA and you spend it now, you have sooner money right now, but you have less money thereafter. And then do I not owe you the 50 grand? And that's what they're saying is, okay, schools, if you take this money out of your savings and you blow it, you go against the Enabling Act and the Constitution and all the other problems that are going to come, it's going to be a new lawsuit anyways, then you're letting them off the hook.
Okay, you just kind of glanced right over something there, okay. And I'm not going to let you get off the hook with that one, Mr. DeWitt, but you said there could be a lawsuit. So you're saying that Prop 123, let's say it passes,
right,
hypothetically, okay? It settles one lawsuit because that's what the governor has put it in place for, is to settle the money that actually is owed to students or owed to schools because they didn't get the inflation. You're saying there could be another lawsuit if this passes?
There could be a few lawsuits if this passes. The main one is that, you know, and this is why I keep telling the teachers and everybody, is you're trading the end of a lawsuit. You've been through this five-year lawsuit. You're at the end, you already have a judgment. This is going to create a new one because in order to touch principal out of the trust, you have to get congressional approval.
Why do you have to touch principal? I've been told it's all going to be interest.
Oh, this absolutely touches principal.
Does it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's out of the state land trust.
Out of the state land trust, the $5.2 billion, the school's money, it's already the school's money, we're never allowed to touch principal. We can only spend the interest minus an adjustment for inflation going forward. This is why every other treasurer besides the one upstairs that wrote the plan is against this plan. This is why every financial professional that has come out and talked about this says it's a bad idea. Bram Resnick just a few days ago had six. He said he had talked to six top financial professionals of the state. Every single one of them said it's a bad idea. And this is why, after months and months, they've never been able to come up with one professional money manager or investment professional that says it's a good idea. And this is what happens, quite honestly, when we let politicians and lawyers write our financial ideas. This is what happens. I've been in the financial world for 23 years. I'm making a lot less money now. I came to do this job because I wanted to see us make better financial decisions. And this is a whopper that fell on my desk. And I want to see us do this the right way. If we vote no, we can do it the right way.
There you have it. That's
We're going to get them both together.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
That's Treasurer Jeff DeWitt making his impassioned plea against Prop 123.